Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
The topic today is how to keep going when you feel like quitting. Let's be honest, there's a lot of people who in their marriages, in their lives, in their jobs, in relationships, you name it, we feel like quitting, we feel like giving up because it's tough, right? Sometimes life is tough and we feel like we got zero left. We are running on empty, the tank is dry, you name it. We use a lot of metaphors to talk about these types of things when we feel near exhaustion. Hey, in the back, I got a bike, right? Just got done with a bike ride. Quick story that helped me realize what to do when you feel like quitting. Because let me tell you what, I went out with some fast guys today and a fast lady was there too. And they were crushing it. They were going so fast. I've learned a long time ago, don't ask how far we're going. Because there's this guy named Chet and he just goes. So here we are, we're probably on mile, 20 and we're still going out. I mean, we're still going out. And I'm thinking, okay, this wind is crazy today. The leaves are blowing and can I make it? Can I make it back? And no joke, we started out with 11 and one guy dropped, a second guy dropped, a third guy dropped. A fourth guy dropped. We're now seven people. And I'm thinking, what is going on? How much further are we going to go? And I knew that if I quit and turned back, I don't know how to get back home. I have no idea where we are. We're way out in the country. I have no idea how to get back home. So my motivation was, Carrie, just go another minute. Just go another minute, man. You can do it. Because if you turn back now, you might not get back. You're going to be using your phone to get all the way back to Columbus, Ohio. So my motivation was to tell myself, Carrie, go 60 seconds more. That's it. Go 60 seconds more. And you know what? I did that. I did that for about 5 minutes. I'm like, dude, just go 60 seconds more, 60 seconds more, 60 seconds more. Finally, after about 5 minutes, we get into this town called Plain City. And guess what? That was the halfway point where then we turned back and now the wind was at our back. And rather than going some crazy, slow speed, we're crushing it. We were going like 28 and on a bike, that's pretty fast. So we're going 28 now on the way back. The way there, we were just dying to get like 15 miles an hour, right? So now you're going twice as fast. You feel the adrenaline. And here's what else. I got a little energy bar. And I ate that little energy bar in Plain City, and boom, it's a new energy level that you feel. My point is this: look, you might be saying, "Dude, I cannot go one more day in this marriage. I cannot go one more day with this teenager. I can't go one more paragraph writing this book." And you feel like quitting. You feel like giving up. Here's what I want you to do: bring that finish line. And that's why you're discouraged, because the finish line, you don't know how far it is. Remember, I didn't know how far Chet was gonna go. I didn't know if we were gonna go another 5 miles, another 10, another 25. This dude's nuts. But here's the point. What I did is I said, Carrie, the finish line is now the next 60 seconds. And when I did it, I said the next finish line is the next 60 seconds. The next 60 seconds. And what you do, here's the secret to not giving up. Bring the finish line way back. In front of you. Say, you know what? I don't know if I can make it through another day of marriage, but I can make it through the next 60 seconds. You know? I don't know if I can parent this teenager another 5 years, another 10. The finish line's too far out. Bring the finish line back. I don't know if I can write another paragraph. Guess what? Can you write another word? All right? Now listen, you might say, that's cheesy. What are you talking about? Listen, I'm telling you, it makes sense. It's called micro projects. Micro projects. Forget the macro project. Forget, Marriage, life sentence. Teenager, life sentence, right? Sometimes you think this is way too far out there. Look, it's not a sentence, it's a joy. Relationships are a joy, and you might be in a microsecond where it's a dark chapter. And you know what? You need to bring the finish line back. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. I was thinking about you guys on my bike ride today. Go ahead, share this, subscribe it, and let's have people who finish strong, because the finish line is right in front of them now. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.